Wonderful. Breathing and allowing yourself to relax. Let us move forward in connecting with your adolescent. If you have never worked with your adolescent before, know that you will be meeting with the one that is willing to represent all of the adolescents. They have been asking for magic, proof of spirit. They are the ones that are willing, not the ones that are unwilling. There are times you will meet with an adolescent that is unwilling. So we are stating to ask the adolescent to come forward that is willing to do the work of healing and represent all parts of themselves. We will count from 7 to 1. And you will meet in sacred space with the adolescent that is willing. 7. Six. Breathing yourself. 5. And 1. Entering your sacred space. If you have not yet created one, finding yourself inside of a sacred garden, inside of a sacred temple, allowing your higher self to create it for you, or to pull you into the one that they have already created for you. Your willing adolescent is here for you, sitting in meditation. It may be quite some time since you have met with him. It may be your first time in this lifetime. This adolescent representative is open and willing to work with you. They are open to the adventure and the love. Even if there are other parts of them that still need healing, sitting with this adolescent, telling them that you are their future self. At some point they created you, letting them know that you are their proof of that. Wondering if spirit was real, here you are. You are their future self as an adult. And you have come to work with them in magic, telling them that it is Beltane, a sacred magical holiday. Together you will open up a space, a portal for healing. They are the ones being honored, celebrated, specifically for the time that they are in. Now, taking their hands, looking into their eyes, connecting your chakras with your adolescent. Breathing into one another, creating intimacy. Letting them know that you love them enough to bring them into your magical working. It is their time to be celebrated, their time to burst into the action of creativity. Although they are willing, there are parts of them that they wish to be healed. Is there a time that they did not feel celebrated? Is there a time they did not feel loved or like they could be a part of the adventure that was truly their adolescence? They are able to be honest. Maybe for the first time. Allow them to show you a part of themselves, an age, or a time that they fear needs healing in order for them to carry on and be able to add their very pure adolescent energy into your current creation. Asking your higher self to come with you to help with any healing that may be necessary. Finding yourself there, either writing what your adolescent is telling you, or writing down your observation. What is still stuck within the adolescent? Writing it. How do they feel about this time in their life? What could have made this time more sacred for them? What did they need? Did they feel shame at all? Unwanted, awkward. Thank you. remembering the flame that your druid adolescent gave you. Allowing this flame to appear in your hand. This flame purifies, changes, heals. You are going to give your adolescent a beautiful gift of this flame. They did not know the power of their creative ability. You are here to give them that, handing them their magic in the form of this flame. You are magical, dear adolescent. Take this flame, transforming it into knowing. Much like that saying, if I knew better at that age, if I knew what I had, I would have used it differently. That is the gift that you are giving them now. Give them that knowing of wisdom, the wisdom that you have in the form of this flame. Asking your higher self, what about this part of them needs healing at this time? Was it their awkwardness? Was there sadness or depression? Remembering that Beltane is about transforming something in its light shadow. Together, you and your adolescent will place the flame underneath this scene, this awkwardness, this sadness, this depression, this event, if it is one, that they did not feel good about. Together, coming together as a co-creative force, putting your hand underneath either this age adolescent that they have brought you to or an event. Lighting it aflame. Stepping back. Seeing the adolescent themselves going up into a blue flame. That flame is very, very hot, transformative. Watching this part of themselves burn and then transform in that fire. Transform in that fire. What do you see changing about this adolescent's time? Are they receiving more growth? More love? Are they making love for the first time? Watch them give themselves what they needed, what could have helped them. Give them the adolescent adventure they might not have otherwise had. may feel your own Kundalini's fire intensely. Activated, just allowing that fire, that creative conception, allow it to burn brightly within your body as your adolescent changes and receives. Allow tears to flow. Allow your body to move if the snake has entered. Allow it. Wonderful. Feel the breath of your sexual adolescence come alive in your body. This is only the beginning of this Beltane celebration. Allowing it to continue. If there is another healing this adolescent is wishing, telling them that they have the power to add this healing into the flame, transforming over and over again. They are no longer in body. They can do this in spirit. Wonderful, activating the heart chakra in doing so. Activating that heart chakra, allowing it to blow open to your current reality. Wonderful. There may be something you need to do with this energy now. If you are creating something, if you are wishing to make love, you may do so as you come out of this meditation. Thanking your adolescent, leaving them in this sacred space with their newfound power of healing, drive, spirit, and fire. Because we do not want you to come out of what you have received from that, you will separate from your adolescent, thanking them, leaving them there in their sacred space, and you will come back into your own at the count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Bursting back into your current reality, using this energy as you will for something productive and positive at this time, and we will return for more creation, more celebration of this wonderful union. With that, love is sent without constitution, dear physical angels. Good day.